Dreamscape presents The Boring Room by Sarah Nofke and Michael Anderle, narrated by Dara Rosenberg. Chapter 1. Terror ran down Liv Beaufont's spine like a sharp tack, needling each of her vertebrae. She tensed against the wall, trying to slow her breathing. Never before had she felt such fear. It tore at her insides, made her want to run as fast as her magic could take her, hide under the covers. But there were no covers, she reminded herself, just the darkness in this seemingly endless maze. Liv knew the fear wasn't real, only imagined, but it was hard to remember that when staring into the soulless eyes of the boogeyman. He was only yards away, around the darkened corner. The scratchy sound of his breathing seemed to tap on her chest, threatening to end her at any second. He can't hurt me, she told herself, but it did little to calm her. The fear of the monster that had scared children for eons was as real to Liv as the hair standing up on the back of her neck. However, the lore that surrounded the beast was murky at best. There was no documentation of anyone ever being hurt by the boogeyman, and yet there were numerous unsolved cases involving missing people that were loosely correlated to the monster. This creature was a myth to some, a figure made up to scare children into staying in bed. Liv knew now that was absolutely false. He was real. She'd stared at the shadow-like black figure with her own eyes. If that was false, then what else was? Could he actually hurt her? Take her soul? Steal her away? Plato had told her the trick for taking the boogeyman down, but doing it was so much harder in reality. How could something so easy be so incredibly hard? The scrapping on the carpet at Liv's back grew closer. The boogeyman was only feet away. All Liv had to do was say 5 words. That was all. She didn't have to slay the beast using Bellator or have an exhausting and lethal battle with him. Just say 5 words. But she had to mean them. And right then, she knew that was impossible. The fear was too real. Her heart thumped so loudly in her chest that it hurt. She wasn't even looking at the boogeyman yet. When she had before, she'd nearly crumpled to her knees from the fear. Unable to face him, she sprinted, feeling something claw at her heels as she took off. Liv didn't look back. Instead, she ran as if her life depended on it. Not stopping until...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?